Tower, DJC.
Harry, and Gerald TR.
Is it dried up at UQTH?
We are driving down to Publix to get some old red chicken there, spicy red red chicken wings, and just left the doctor's office. Jerry, how's your day?
Doctor's visit turned out well.
He's going to introduce some pain to me. I asked him if it'd be all right if it hurt, if I slapped him around a little bit after the procedure, and he says, no, but you can do that to one of my assistants. He was laughing. Shoot, they're going to do injections in the lower spine, and then if it works, well, I'll go in there and burn some nerves off with some RF. You ever hear of RF?
They give you a block, or what did they do?
On your leg, your radio frequency. They burn the nerves off, but he said, unfortunately, they'll grow back in about a year, but he says it'll give you a lot of relief in the meantime, hopefully. And Jerry, I'm nearing Pleasantburg Drive, so I could get scratchy here. I just wanted to warn you. But leastwise, he's trying something, and that's more than I've had. The last time I went to a pain management doctor, he said, nope, I won't give you an epidural because you'll be back in 2 weeks and want another one.
What, sciatic pain or some other reason?
Oh, it's degeneration of my back. It's just that rare disease, AGE, Jerry.
Those discs kind of get thin over the years and they start collapsing the onion. Nervous Benjamin is just a part of life for us old folk.
If it don't work, I said, it's just the good Lord trying to get even with me for being ornery.
That, I tell you, I drove so much I drove a lot for about the last 15 years I worked, and that didn't do my back any good, my neck either. Went and had to have some neck surgery and had to have a disc removed. And since I had that done, I don't have full use out of my arm. My right arm's still about 85%, but I don't have any pain. And luckily it hadn't had any domino effect out of it yet, although that might happen as I age, as the discs start to thin out. So far, I had done about 16 or 17 years ago now, and I was real lucky I caught it early enough where it didn't do as much damage to the nerve as it would have if I had not done anything about it.
Should be coming up the top of the hill and getting out of this hole. Well, Jerry, I hope get that button, Bernice. I hope it works anyways. And my daughter had something like that done a few weeks ago. She said it kind of smarted, but she had Bowles discs in her bag. I had 3 epidurals done years ago, and it worked. And my right arm was going numb because I knocked it out of the socket 2 inches when I fell on the black ice. But I hope this works. They can either do a RF burn or they can do a nerve block. Anyways, it's encouraging because it's, affecting my quality of life immensely. Well, I got my first pole up yesterday for my inverted L, and it's going to hold the counterpoise, and ran into a few roots, but other than that, the grandson and the son-in-law come over and helped me get that 4x4 over there, and them things are heavy, as well as expensive, Jerry, in Gerald T. Arts.
Okay, any tree wood of that size is going to be expensive. I've got a plus less of a concrete slab over here where I had my dog pen years ago, 10 by 10. I'm thinking about putting up a little something out there to maybe some little tin roof or something to keep the sun out, keep the sun off of it so we can sit outside rather than build something, just use what I already have out there rather than build something and let some of those pre-built type things that you assemble. Good gracious, those things were, and I mean, they were outrageous. I think I can have somebody build me something simple like a, you know, just some 4x4s with a roof on it. Just keep it up off the ground. You know, a lot cheaper than what these guys were talking about.
These were $30 a piece, and they weren't cheap. Jerry, I'm in traffic, and I'm getting ready to pull in the publisher. Maybe I'll catch you down the line here in a little bit after I get my chicken. In 4DJC in 0TR73.
Okay, Tom. Be careful. You and Bernice have a nice afternoon. Talk to you later. 73 in 4DJC.